Anyone interested in finding and knowing the truth will come to no other answer than leading directly to God. Amen. And that is one of the great things that I love about God having a characteristic just of the truth, and that there is no lie of the Father, of God. The Bible says that Satan is the father of all lies, and that there is no truth in him because he's a liar and the father of it. But God is truth, and anybody who is genuinely seeking to find God will find the answer that they're looking for. Now, they'll find the answer, they'll find the truth. Whether they accept it or not is up to them. Some people come to the truth and reject it and refuse it and don't want to know it. This is one of those things. I really, really love the truth, and something that I've always wanted. That's why the church I started in Arizona is called Word of Truth, is because, and that same spirit I think is here as well. I've always cared more, or not always, at least always in from the time that I started seeking God. I just wanted to know what's the truth. What's true? What's right? Way back before I was saved, when I was younger and I wanted to know and I was trying to figure things out in this life, I was brought up in a Christian home, but I never really put a whole lot of thought into my faith. It was just, it was what it was. Wasn't saved. It wasn't until I was 19, 20 years old when I decided to start looking and seeking the truth. And just, I was just, had the idea or the mindset of, I just want to know what's right. I want to know what the truth is. Now, if that happens to be in Islam, if that happens to be in Buddhism, if that happens to be wherever, in atheism. Now, I didn't believe in atheism because I thought that was a pretty foolish thing. It seemed evident to me that there was a God. A God existed. There's too much around. You know, the creation shows us that there's a creator. That's pretty self-evident. That's really low-level basic stuff. And I didn't have a problem with that at all, but it made sense to me that if there's a creator, that he would want us to know about him. So that began my search and my journey. But, you know, the point is, I had an interest in just knowing what's right, just what's the truth. It doesn't matter how pleasant it may be or unpleasant or, you know, just want to know what the truth is. And we ought to have that same desire just in our life in general. Obviously, it starts with just finding God. Who is the true God? Who is he? He's the God of the Bible. It's the Lord. That is God. That is who God is. And that is the truth. But in our lives, we ought to have a high esteem and a high value for knowing what the truth is. And we can find the truth. We get all the answers in God's word. But we need to come seeking the truth regardless of what the ramifications might be. It is what it is. You can't say something like, well, I don't like hell, so I'm not going to believe it. Therefore, well, that doesn't change the reality of it. That doesn't change that it's a fact. It doesn't change that it's true. People don't like the God of the Bible, so I'm just going to choose not to believe in that God. Well, it doesn't change that he's God. It doesn't change the truth of the matter. It doesn't change the facts. We ought to be truth seekers in the sense of just what is true. Versus everything else that's false. I want to know what's right and what's true, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to move forward, is be able to move forward in truth. Anything else is going to be lateral, backwards, whatever. We want to move forward towards the truth and be able to improve upon ourselves and upon those around us.